Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 8 a.m., here's your hourly briefing. A clear, sunny day is unfolding across Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are basking in warm sunshine. It's a perfect day to be outside. Meanwhile, Haifa is enjoying mild temperatures with a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that Iran has fired ballistic missiles at U.S. bases in Jordan. This follows an attack by the U.S. on Iran's Larak Island earlier today. Also, the Times of Israel says the U.S. has struck Iranian launchers in Hormuz. This comes after Iran targeted Jordanian bases. The Revolutionary Guards report casualties among their ranks. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew notes that hundreds of Haredim are set to enlist today. Protests are expected at recruitment offices as some extreme factions try to disrupt the process. Separately, Israel Hayom reports again on the enlistment of Haredim. Protesters spent last night preparing to oppose the enlistment efforts. And finally, 24 News covers former President Trump's vow to destroy Karg Island. This follows the exchange of fire between Iran and the U.S. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted hours ago that Iran's foreign ministry views U.S. sanctions as threats to international law, criticizing them as bullying. Gideon Sa'ar, Israel's justice minister, announced earlier today the expulsion of Dutch representatives from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat. This is in response to a new Dutch law banning trade in products from key Israeli territories. Belaz News reported similarly earlier today on the expulsion of Dutch diplomats. They highlight the Dutch parliament's recent legislation set to take effect, which bans trade with Israeli settlements. Now for more on those stories, starting with Iran's missile attack on U.S. bases in Jordan. Ynet reports that the IRGC claims this is a retaliation for the U.S. strike on Larak Island. Jordan managed to intercept 8 missiles, averting potential damage. This escalation risks further regional instability. Turning to the U.S. response, the Times of Israel details that American forces targeted Iranian launchers in Hormuz. This was a preemptive measure against potential threats to commercial shipping. The situation remains tense as both sides exchange fire, raising concerns over maritime security in the Gulf. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom covers the enlistment of hundreds of Haredim. Protests are expected as some groups attempt to dissuade recruits. This ongoing tension highlights the divide within Israeli society over military service. And linking back to the U.S.-Iran tensions, I-24 News reports on Trump's threat to obliterate Karg Island. His statement underscores the severity of the current confrontation and its potential impact on regional stability. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that Paybox has lifted restrictions on money transfers to groups. The new limit is 10/0 shekels per month, easing the process for users. Separately, CTEC notes that Meta is negotiating a settlement over an addiction lawsuit. The fine could potentially reach $1.4 trillion, highlighting the financial risks tech companies face over regulatory challenges. And finally, Globes reports that the UK plans to ban trade with settlements in Judea and Samaria. This move could affect Israel's economic relations with the UK, as it may serve as a de facto boycott of Israeli goods. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.